Carnduff, 19 enthusiastic snowmobilers participated in the annual Old Cruisers Snowmobile Club race near Carnduff on February 4. The event attracted riders from all over southeast Saskatchewan and even North Dakota. This was the 11th snowmobile race, but it hadn't taken place since 2017 due to warm weather and pandemic restrictions. There were two conditions to the snow machines being entered. The sleds had to be built prior to 1973 and all had to have a single cylinder. Jigar Kerr of Carnduff was the event organizer. He oversaw grooming the three-mile track, obtaining donations and prizes, and arranging the post-race supper. Despite only having a single cylinder, these snowmobiles can reach speeds of up to 100 kilometers an hour. Brand-name sleds that participated included Arctic Cat, Polaris, Snowjet and Rolleiflex. Kerr himself raced a Yamaha but couldn't compete due to carburetor issues. The warm weather may have contributed to a few sleds being unable to complete the race. Kerr was extremely pleased with the turnout and the track. "It was a wonderful day," he said. "Most of us who competed know each other well, and it isn't just about winning. We like our sledding and the camaraderie it brings." There are several other vintage snowmobile rallies planned for the coming weeks. In late January, there was an event held in Stoughton. Later this winter, other races are planned for Saltcoats and Letelier, Man. The Saskatchewan Vintage Snowmobilers Association, SVSA, also has their own Facebook page. Pat Haddo of Carlisle was the winner of this year's HD class event. Ryan Iverson of Grand Forks, ND won the HR class. The race was approximately 160 kilometers in length and took around 3 hours to complete. A big shout out to the local farmers that supplied the equipment to help prepare the track. Also, we had several local sponsors that really helped with the prizes. Everyone enjoyed the great pork supper at the Royal Canadian Legion in Carnduff after the race. "I was very happy to be able to organize this event again after a six-year absence," said Kerr. Richard Van Sprundel farms south of Manor and also competed. Early on, his Polaris snowmobile developed an electrical issue, and he was only able to complete a third of the race. "We had great weather and all of us enjoyed the event. The track near Carnduff is smooth, wide, and fast. I thoroughly recommend it for even the newer riders. We appreciated the prizes and the great supper put on by the Carnduff Legion. And a huge thank you to Jigar for all you do. We will be back next year."